A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
That's not going to do it. He can go back in the maelstrom, please.
Alistair!
God damn it.
Time to squish this worm.
I've had a good time. I think I'm good. I don't know.
Oh, no.
That's our thing.
Nothing I'm not used to.
There's a real panic.
Let's take him down, guys.
That just hits.
Ha-ha.
Surprise. The wall's an illusion.
Slappers only.
I feel like this is karmic for threatening to freeze Doran earlier.
We'll call it there. Lots of fun.
All right. Good night, guys.
Go on.
I've had a good time. I think I'm good. I'm gonna.
Welcome back to Dice Shame. This is season 2, episode 66, Silent but Deadly.
MVP this week is me? What? Scotty nominated me as MVP, and they wrote, Harlan gives his whole self to everything he does, and then thinks of ways he could give even more. His dedication to the people he cares about, and to the community he has built with Joe, shines through. It's a source of inspiration to all of us, and that's why he's this week's and every week's MVP. Thank you, Scotty. That means a lot. You're very sweet.
Aw, thanks, Scotty.
All right, shall we do this?
Yeah, let's do it. Woo!
So, I don't know about you guys. I have a pretty great life going for me. I'm very lucky in lots of different ways, very privileged. However, things can always get just a little bit better. I was thinking today as I was walking up the stairs, balancing a bunch of handfuls of stuff and also like a wiggly infant, that I would just love to be able to like have a magic way to somehow like attach this child to me. Not in like a baby carrier, but just like glue her temporarily to my body in like a comfortable way that's going to be hands-free.
We know what those stone golems were all about now, don't we? The stone giants were all...
Or even like make a pouch or something, right?
Something. And so I was thinking...
A kangaroo pouch.
If you guys could invent a magic item or choose one that's extant from D&D lore for yourself to have in this modern world, what would be your chosen bespoke... Or otherwise.
Fireball. Million and one uses. Man, I wish I had a light. Wait, don't worry, sir.
You just got to stand 60 feet away from me, please.
Yeah, that's a sassy remark from someone who's in fireball range.
Oh, that's a good question. I don't know. I mean, it can be, you said extant lore, right?
So you can choose anything from the books or invent your own.
I think like the impulse would be to go really powerful, but I don't think I'd want to. I've always even in like D&D lore, I've always enjoyed the more weird utility, you know, the Decantler of Endless Waters.
The what?
What did I say?
Decantler.
Decantler. It's like a pair of antlers.
They're just antlers that endlessly pour out whatever beverage you want.
I'm tired, okay?
Suck on my antlers, boys.
They aerate your wine.
Global warming. Wait, this is just a global warning that we're both very tired.
Global warming?
El Niños come through.
Sash the energy right out of you.
Decanter of Endless Water type vibe chime of opening. Obviously, less use. Actually, I was going to say less use for a chime of opening in our world, but maybe not.
There's depending lots on of locks.
If you want to visit a bank.
What if you just can't find your keys? Or like, my keys are in my backpack and I don't want to go in my backpack. If I could just be like, ding, and just have my door open, I'd be object. Much, much happier.
Yeah, don't stress about this being a magic item that's going to be like the best thing ever.
Oh, I'm stressing about it.
Pulling his hair out and everything over there.
I've got to give an answer.
I mean, my brain went to like mending or prestidigitation or something, which is like, who doesn't want to clean something instantaneously or flavor something instantaneously to taste like whatever you want or whatever? Like all of that, you know, or ever something breaks in your hands, you're just like, fuck, I wish I hadn't done that or that one thing, and I could just instantly put that moment in time back, and now suddenly everything's, you know.
Damn kitten.
Oh,
wait,
no.
Wait a minute.
Not with Preston.
That went a place.
You want the kitten to taste like what now?
You can't mend the kitten.
I see.
That's good.
No, that's fair, though. Yeah. That's smart, actually.
I like that a lot.
Also, you'd be really handy to like a bunch of people, which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Like,
Rob is the best guy at the buffet.
You'd be walking through the mall, you know, if malls still existed, and you'd be like, hey, oh, drop that, the wheel on your
kitten
car.
Suitcase?
I was going to say wheelchair, but then I was like, wait, let's not like single out wheelchair users as being like in need of help.
They're like lying. They're like, help me, and no one's helping.
Just don't look at them, Martha. Just don't look. Don't make eye contact.
I wonder if mending could fix your phone better than a bag of rice, at least, right?
Oh my God, like absolutely.
Better than a child.
Or like, well, or like a Control Z option, you know? You're like, oh no, Control Z.
I like that one.
Yeah.
But the thing about, I think the cool thing about your question is, it's a magic item, right? Because to me, the default is a powerful item.
Is it an item?
But if it's too powerful, people are going to want to take it. Like if it's a physical thing that can be stolen, you know, look at the One Ring. I heard a lot of hubbub about that. You know, people wanting
the story there?
I hear it's precious. I hear it's good. Can I have it?
Word on the street.
But you know what I mean? Like it's not just a power that no one can take from you. Like, you know, you're not a magician or a mage. But you have like a ring or something that people might want if it's too good.
See, I was thinking I would want the ability to always be able to have my phone in my pocket.
Wishes.
But if it's an item that's going to allow me to always have my phone with me, I'm just going to forget the item places. And I'm going to have the same problem again.
I love the idea that you have this magic item with an AirTag stuck to it.
Exactly.
Oh, what is this AirTag? No, it's my locate object ball. I use it to locate the AirTag.
The part of that I love, like, there's something in the like handy haversack or
Where it
you can think the thing you want and it just is on top of the...
For grocery shopping?
It's on top of the bag, right? Like you can just live your life out of this bag and, you know, you
always... But isn't the haversack like you pull out and like a giant moose comes out or something? Or am I thinking of something?
No. That's the bag of tricks.
Oh, yeah. Bag of tricks. Mm-hmm. I was like, how...
Very different.
Rob's just in line for like the zoo and...
Where's my
like,
wallet? Where's
hey,
my wallet?
Hand me the tickets. And he's like, I'm looking. And then a fucking giant moose just comes out.
Yeah, that's
out.
The decantler.
Luckily, he's at the zoo, so...
Yeah, if there were anywhere you were going to pull out an antelope, it's true. The zoo is not a bad place.
The zoo's the best place.
Oh my God, it got out. We don't have one of those. Will it escape?
Yeah, you do now, I think, is the thing.
Well, it wants in.
Pay you $10,000 for that.
Like, a bag of holding is awesome, but realistically, it wouldn't have that much use in our boring everyday lives.
When you're moving, it will.
The thing I was thinking was that, like, I love to travel and I hate checking a bag. I just don't check a bag. Mm-hmm. And if I could just have a carry-on suitcase, like a little carry-on that I'm never thinking about, like, is it going to fit in the little easy jet like thing? Mm-hmm. Like, where I'm never concerned about it. Like, I would love a backpack of holding. That would make
me
the
happiest.
But
here's the problem. You've now given yourself... You said, I would love to travel without stuff, but you could just now invent a magic item that allows you to instantly travel. So you like cut out the middleman of like, oh, wait a minute.
It's not as stylish as her side bag.
That's true.
The portable hole. I mean, if we're talking about like things that... I mean, personally, it would make more sense to if you're moving, to slap down a portable hole, because you just like, you know, shove your couch in there. It's like slide it in type thing. Mm-hmm. You go one person moving company. You know what I mean? Like
nice.
The bag of holding, you still kind of got...
But I think you end up with the red problem.
Were you too
like,
awesome?
There's a real... If you had infinite space, you could become a hoarder really easy of just like everything go... Like, lots of people...
This microwave looks like it could be salvaged.
Yeah. My grandfather had a garage with a lot of space in it, and then it over time had a lot less space in it to where like the usable parts were like one spot here and the place where he parked his truck, and then everything else was a mountain of stuff.
Does it ever really fill, though? The portable hole, does it fill?
There's a fixed amount of space, I think.
Yeah, it's finite. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not a black hole.
I was going to say, because like...
You throw it in and you're like, it's gone now.
Maybe you're thinking about it all wrong. not to be filled, but... you know, but like, I think your question, the way you posed it, to me, it's almost like you could have an ability too. You said, like, you know, a way for you to have the child glued to you. You know what I mean? Like, if I had the choice to choose an ability, can I throw it out there?
Sure.
I did a little bit of exploring.
Let's do it.
Wait, when?
In the last 30 seconds. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be kind of neat if like you had the capacity to learn or retain knowledge like super quick, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
And because I think that would be a pretty cool thing to do.
Now just implant that skill.
I think
that
would be pretty
into a
cool
thing.
That's all.
Wow,
that's...
You cracked Rob choose up.
But see, okay,
he's
okay.
Fully taken off his glasses to laugh away from the microphone.
It was just the way that thing to do
the way
out
it kind of trailed off to like, yeah,
like, it would be a pretty cool...
I kind of like that idea.
But you know what the problem with that is? There would be yes, the world is always growing and there's always more to learn and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but there's...
Who
also
is
like
this character?
The stuff... Well, because
I can't wait
I
to meet him.
The minute I said this point, which is that eventually you're going to learn all the stuff you want to know pretty quickly, and then you're kind of going to be like, what am I doing with this ability? I knew the counter to that would be like, well, there's always stuff we're exploring. So I was kind of countering my own
point. So
that's the character.
You know, you want to learn French instantly, done. You want to learn, you know, this instantly, done. And then you're kind of like, well,
let me back
things
it up. Here's what went through my mind. Because I was like, I don't know how to weld. I don't know how to weld, right? And I've never done welding. It would be something that I would want to learn, right? But
why?
Well, I have my reasons. I want to learn to weld. I don't know.
I got to weld some shit, okay?
Why
got my
not
reasons.
I do
let
shit
him weld. Let the man weld.
Judgy.
Shut the fuck up. This isn't about why I want to weld. This is about...
I hate to tell you this, though, Alex. You could learn to weld without magic.
Oh, I know. I know.
It's a thing that is possible. It's honestly like three nights
this
a week for like 6 weeks and you're there.
This is my butane torch of welding.
That's even a lot. I don't even think you need... I mean, because Rob, I think you're saying to weld well.
Sure,
I don't think,
yeah.
I don't think like, it would take that long to weld at all. I just think that would be a really good job.
God, I really want to give him like, what's a fucking mundane welding item? Like, what's that face shield visor?
A welding mask?
Yeah. This is your visor... Plus one visor of welding.
Yes.
You know? It's just a mundane piece of
It gives your player
equipment.
The motivation to learn how to weld. Mm-hmm.
But going back to your comment, Harlan, you could learn and learn and learn, but you could also learn things that you can apply too, right? So it's not just about...
It's true.
It's not just about reading and learning. It's also about learning and doing.
Knowledge is power. I don't know if you've heard that before.
Yeah, I like that. That's very good, Rob. I've never heard
What I mean
that.
To say, though, is if there's a large box of all the things that you want to learn, Alex, and I would imagine it's very large, your magic ability is I want to learn those all instantly. Well, then that box is empty. You know what I mean?
It was quickly and high retention.
His curiosity is endless.
Well, that's mm-hmm. and that's why I countered my own point, because I knew it'd be like, well, my curiosity will never mm-hmm. end. It's like, nah. To me, I would love that ability, but then I would be like, burst through everything in a week, and then I get to apply it, but my magic ability is no longer being used.
Sure.
It's well, just like...
That's why it should be an item, because then you can pass it on.
Now that would be a boon, because you could hand it to you. We could, great gift.
We could trade these.
Great Christmas item.
But it looks like a dunce cap, and so every time you're wearing it, you know everything, but you've just got a big dunce cap on
it. It has a sticker and says property of Rob.
No, it's even worse. It's something more embarrassing. No, it's you know what it is?
Zing.
It's truck nuts.
You
have to
truck
if you want to be
welding,
able
to wear them as earrings.
The
or on chain around your neck.
These truck nuts will make you want to weld. Go forth, my son.
That is the most ridiculous shit I've ever seen, by the way.
That's what I'm saying. It's
those truck nuts,
nuts
are so
because
ridiculous.
Because you'd have to... Dude, oh, I love... They're so good.
I know what
so
I'm getting you for Christmas.
The most popular man in a very particular crowd.
It would probably be like a cape, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but the funny part is that it's terrible. Because like no one wants that. You'd be like, I have a gift for you. You'll be able to learn everything instantly. And you're like, thank you. Like, these truck nuts. You must hang them from your truck for at least 3 years.
Can I just have them in my house in a closet?
No.
Oh,
they got to be on display.
Everyone must see.
If you take them off, you're stir her fresh.
I love the idea that you don't actually have to do that, but the person's just fucking with you. You're like, oh no, you gotta use them. It's totally irrelevant.
I have to admit, I'd probably just end up panicking and just pick that dagger that Mari has that makes the flowers. Because then I could just, because I always want cut flowers in my apartment and I never get them. And so, mostly because I just like never think about it. And then I'm out and I'm like, should I get them? And I'm like, nah, another time. And then I never buy them. So then I could just always have flowers.
You know what? Here's another great magic trick that you can do right now, Alex. What you do is you start making guilty comments towards Andy, like about how you never get flowers. And I'll tell you what, it's like magic. All of a sudden, you're going to have cut flowers all over the place. Once a month, at least.
Hang on a second. Andy, could you go get me some flowers?
Oh, no. Fail.
I hope your microphone picked up the no as clearly as it came through for us. That's
I'll magnify it.
Yeah.
He succeeded on his saving throw.
Against persuasion, charm.
Passive aggressive manipulation fails.
Damn it. Or Andy actually has, he's got a, fuck.
When Distance?
When you don't include this when you edit it, make me sound good. Wait.
I always do.
Only for you though, not the rest of us.
Yeah,
no, I make y'all sound worse.
He's got a legendary ability where he's always going to be able to choose to succeed against Alex.
Exactly.
And you know what? Don't even. This is dumb. Don't.
Okay. Well, now it has to stay.
Now the whole thing is in, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's this.
Who wants that ability? Andy or Harlan?
Andy,
both.
Harlan. Should we go play a game where you guys have real magic items?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
fake real
yes,
magic
please.
Items.
Let's do it.
Real you gonna let us choose?
Yeah, let's play some D&D.
Woo!
Yeah.
Ow!
Yay.
You're in the middle of heated combat deep underground, having found yourselves faced with dragon cultists worshipping the great worm Clarion. Your rock gnome traveling companion, one Alistair Noggins, was just turned to ice and shattered to pieces on the ground. Another NPC misadventured by your party and by not having been given death saving throws by the GM. The icy blast rocks those surrounding Alistair as well. However, silence is still in effect.
The rest of you take 18 cold, so 9 cold damage as you save successfully.
Alistair!
Dorne turns around in the veil of silence and screams, "No!" But his mouth just opens and you don't hear anything.
Red, even though he's invisible, does call out, but he doesn't have to worry because no one from inside the silence can hear him.
Striking Alistair off of my turn tracker here. I'm putting a little skull beside his name.
No! Oh, man. Oh. That sucks.
Yeah, feel bad.
I do.
I still don't like him, but I feel bad.
Top of the order, Jack Page.
Jack is screaming his lungs off into the nothingness of this silence as he is frantically searching around to find the last scraps of the man who terrified him a second ago. Am I still frightened of the corpse, or does that go away when they die?
Oh, that's a good point.
No, you're fine.
Regaining just enough of my senses to look down and see the ice cubes at my feet that were a moment a friendly, an overly friendly gnome, screaming some more in the silence. Just reflexively, I reach out with my mind and try and toss the cultist standing at the edge of the maelstrom back inside it. Can you make a strength saving throw as I take a bonus action to shove them with my mind?
Yeah. That's 11.
That's not going to do it. He can go back in the maelstrom, please.
Pew.
Push.
Then as my action, I reach out with my other hand and just from the ground below, a wall of stone raises up, almost like a door coming up. Perfectly carved dwarven stone filling 5 cool. feet.
Yes.
Between Mari and this dragon to try and give us a little bit of breathing room.
Essentially locking me in the room.
Dorian, you're on your own. Bye, everyone.
Have fun. Cool. Sounds great.
Awesome. So there's a wall there.
And then I carefully, not stepping on Alistair, definitely trying to get away from these bits, kind of back myself out of this room until I'm standing alone, I think, in the hallway behind me, just looking for a place to scream a little bit.
Just have a little meltdown.
That dragon's gonna fucking kill us. Oh shit.
Don't worry, buddy. Like a voice comes out of the invisible darkness beside you.
Oh!
I'll take him down.
Okay.
God. Oh, it's me, Red.
Oh, okay.
The tabaxi that you travel with.
I know who you're...
I'm invisible right now.
Oh, okay. Good? That's good. Yeah, okay.
Yep. Yeah, that's all.
Mari, it's your turn.
Having witnessed Alistair just shatter into all these pieces, there's just this look of horror on her face, and she can't hear anything. She can barely tell what's going on, and it just feels overwhelming. But I guess that thing's still flying in front of me, right? That dragon?
Dragon's flying.
I'm going to cast Guiding Bolt.
Guiding Bolt!
It's a verbal somatic components.
Is it?
Yeah. You're fucked. Fuck.
Sorry.
God damn it.
Don't blame me.
I will blame you.
Why?
Because you're the one who...
Save everybody, you're welcome.
Cast silence. All my stuff is verbal. Oh my god, everything is verbal.
Yeah, I have two spells god. Without verbal... three spells without verbal components. Mage Hand, Minor Illusion, and Mold Earth.
Yes.
Just step out of the...
Step over Alistair out of the silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Mari takes off... trying to get out of this cone of salt. As she does, she scoops up like just a piece of Alistair, like a finger on the ground,
oh,
and crams it in her pocket and hopes no one else saw
Red
this.
Saw all of that. He's like, what the fuck?
So this dragon is not going to take an opportunity attack against you because it cannot see you. So you are good.
So yeah, going to run out there. And then I'm going to... I think use Starry Form.
Nice.
Starry Form!
Can't bring him back, though.
Not in Starry Form, I can't. But,
the power of stars! The power of friendship! I scrape you off the floor!
Look, man, she is...
I thought you moved because... verbal components, but Starry Form's not verbal.
But then at least I can at least...
Yeah, but you're like, I can't do anything.
But then I can also switch between stuff now.
I think it's a smart call.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's funny because you're like, I have no non-verbal things, and then you run out so you can talk, and then you don't use one that needs
you're
verbal.
You're just like, hey, and then you turn into a dragon. Yeah, yeah. All right, Mari, so you escape the sphere of silence.
As she leaves and sees Jack standing there, and Red's just gone. She doesn't know where he went. She's like, what the hell? She casts Starry Form, and the form of the dragon slides down onto her, like over her body, and she's now also got these like constellation wings and this glittering form that sits across her.
Nice. Whoa.
Sick. Cultists' turns. There's one that has been pushed back within the maelstrom. So am I making another strength check for you?
Yes, you are.
That's Dece. That's an 18.
I believe that does save.
All right. And Red, you're visible now. Is that correct?
Not until my turn starts.
Ah.
Cool. Ha! This guy flies to the edge of this maelstrom. And because he is unable to speak, he's not able to cast spells, unfortunately. So,
oh, that's so unfortunate.
Instead, he's just going to use his...
Slap. Slappers only.
His breath weapon, essentially. Doran, this creature, opens his mouth and a cone of cold comes out.
Doran's like, gross, P.U. But you can't hear that.
You can't hear that either.
Because he's in the Veil of Silence.
Make a dexterity saving throw,
please. It's going to be a dexterity. That's going to be a 19.
Yeah, you're good.
But I still take something, I think.
You
right?
do take some damage, yes. Six. You take 6 cold damage. So another cultist just, boom, flies through the maelstrom into this aggregate of dudes. 1, 2, 3, 4 of them all piled up. And he is still in silence, unfortunately. So he's going to... They don't have a ton of actions is the thing. It's all spells.
I know. It's Harlan. Almost like my idea was fucking genius.
I guess he's going to dash. So he'll fly over his friends. And this dude is going to fly right out through the silence out the other side and comes sort of into melee range with
ew.
Mari and ew. Jack. Disgusting.
Get the hell away from me.
Ugh.
All right. It's the leader's turn. He's going to move underneath his companion. And then I think also probably his prophetic tactic doesn't work. It says that the cult leader directs one of his followers within 30 feet to take an action on his turn. It doesn't say like specifically uses his voice, but I think it's pretty much implied that you're like speaking to your dudes, right? You're like, go get him.
That would be...
Unless his hand signals.
Knowing looks.
That's our thing.
Cultists can't have that. Don't let them take this from us.
Put it this way. If we were talking about Commander's Strike, like it's a similar kind of ability. I think
yeah,
it if probably it is... relies on someone being able to verbally command someone else to do something.
Honestly, I feel like you could rule it either way because he could slap him on the shoulder and point and shoot and be like, do that.
Yeah.
I think the cult leader is going to try to scramble up the stone wall. Does that cause disbelief or does it exist until he no longer believes that it exists?
For him who's touched it, physical interacting with the object reveals it's an illusion because things can pass through it. Surprise, the wall's an illusion.
Cool. So the cult leader moves underneath his wormling friend and then tries to climb the wall beside him. Interacting with the wall, he does kind of like a stumble and realizes that it's not there. However, in moving out of its space, Doran, you're able to take an opportunity attack if you so elect.
Which he does.
Nah, don't.
Do it. Fuck this guy up.
Man. It's a 13. I misread it at first. That's going to be a 23 to hit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, hey. I thought it was a crit.
Ah.
23 to hit, doing 12 points of damage.
Nice.
Nice.
And then he moves on through past you after he gets chopped good in his shoulder blade.
Take that.
You.
Coming out of the sphere of silence on the other side, directly beside one of his cultists, he does end up touching the cultist's shoulder and whispering in his ear something terrible. The cultist turns to look at the two of you, I suppose, not seeing Red. Turning to Mari, he casts a spell. You have to make a constitution saving throw, Mari, as he extends his hands and freezing cold blasts erupt from his fingertips at you.
These boys love ice.
They love ice. Yikes. Yeah, ice boys.
The cold is ice, willing to sacrifice.
Mari has like some ice knowledge, so this is, she feels it being turned back. I feel like this is karmic for threatening to freeze Doran earlier, mm-hmm. But I rolled a 22.
Yeah, you're good. So nice. You take only... 6 damage. Red, it's your turn.
Red pops into existence, his invisibility now worn off completely.
Whoa!
Hey! And I'm going to fire at the flying cultist in front of Doran, past the ones that are currently harassing us and my friends. And I am going to fire with a bursting arrow.
Yeah, the arrow like skins by my face.
Yes, it detonates after I attack, and immediately after it hits the creature, the target, and all of the creatures within 10 feet of it take... Oh, you're going to take some damage, Doran.
Sorry.
Don't do it, then.
Well, all right, roll to hit.
Fine, go for it. I don't care.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You're going to be great. Take a little bit of damage. 2d6 is nothing.
Use your judgment.
If it makes you feel any better, Alex, I can switch back into a chalice form afterwards, because I get like a really boost.
Thanks, Alex.
You're welcome. Roll to hit.
I'm going to use my inspiration.
Inspiration.
18 to hit.
You do hit.
Excellent. That is going to be 26 damage.
He's dead, Harlan. You've killed him.
And he blows up. And the dragon wormling next to him also takes 5 force damage. As well as you, Doran.
Okay.
Sorry,
this
Doran.
This exploding body just vanishes before you.
This is, I think, the chunkiest fight we've had.
It's lots of chunks.
Yeah, there are lots of physical chunks, yes.
Doran, and he gets knocked, and he's like, what the fuck? And he gives you this look. It's like, it's Red.
And Red gives you a thumbs up back, like, don't worry, buddy. Got you covered. Red uses his bonus action to dash back, spins on his heels, and fires once again at the one in front of my friend Jack and Mari. Unfortunately, I don't have my inspiration anymore.
Do you want mine?
Nah, it's all right. Unless you really want me to kill this guy.
It'd be nice.
Sure, I'll take your inspiration then. Thank you.
Oh, wait, no, actually, sorry, I used it a while ago.
You
never mind.
Fucker. Ooh, that's not bad, though. That's an 18 plus 24 to hit.
Yeah, you hit.
Excellent. 27 damage.
Whoa!
Yeah, you kill him.
Wow, nice.
Great job. You drop him. He was flying. Now he's not flying anymore. Great job. Doran, it's your turn.
Doran steps forward and makes a very quick attack against the wormling. You're fucking kidding me!
Oh.
Reroll.
Poor dice.
That's a total fail.
How many are you using all your luck in this combat?
Yeah, I am.
Cool.
I'm not accepting it. Like, I just
don't forget you can make Joe's attacks reroll too. I always forget that.
Right. Well, now I can't because I've used 3 luck.
Doesn't
oh no.
Anymore.
19 to hit.
You do
nice.
Hit.
Doing 5 points of damage. Seriously.
Your axe slides off of the dragon's scales.
Should I use my advantage on this one? My inspiration?
Yeah.
Use it or lose it, guys.
Okay, I'm using it.
Do it.
It's going to be another 19 to hit.
Nice.
Okay.
That's going to be 10 more points of damage.
Excellent.
Nice.
Great job.
As Doran cleaves into this dragon. We'll call it there. Lots of fun.
All right. Good night, guys.
Go on.
I've had a good time. I think I'm good. I'm gonna... I would love it. We'll call it there. And then the credits roll. That's silly, but delights me.
Yeah. Doran, this wormling fights back against your terrible flurry of blows.
Oh.
It opens its maw and exhales a gas.
Mm.
Roll a constitution saving throw.
Is it poisonous?
It's not.
Well, there's a plus, maybe. Nobody wants to breathe a poisonous gas.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure
unless
it's just like a
dwarf,
potpourri.
That's
it's going to be fine.
17.
Oh, yeah, you're fine. Never mind.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, this noxious fume rolls over you, and you just like hold your breath really good for a second, and it's fine.
Doran like burps, and he's like, oh, nothing I'm not used to.
That's the best you got? I'll give you.
I haven't brushed my teeth in 6 years.
Oh, no.
Good stuff. Jack, top of the round.
Can the leader of the opposition party make a strength saving throw for me?
Sounds like a fucking debate.
The opposition party.
Ooh, 17?
Jack pulls out Dazan's wand and tries to summon all the regular alchemical jazz he's very used to having at his fingertips, and exactly as he imagines, daggers appear all around him and fly straight towards this cult leader in front of us. And rather than strike him, they just stop right in front of him, moving him nowhere, and hover there in the air. And Jack looks very confused at his scarred up hands.
Whoa.
Before running away.
Jack!
It was magic missile?
Oh my god.
He was trying to magic missile, trust me.
Oh,
that's awesome. So
very cool.
Oh.
Inspiration word.
Yeah, do you have inspiration?
I do, yeah, but Red doesn't.
Do you want to give it to someone else?
Yeah, I mean, there's a real panic in Jack's eyes as he comes looking right at Red, and maybe we lock eyes and there's that flash from the first infernal puzzle cube that rings between us.
Yeah.
That might inspire Red to take some action.
And you see Red, and it's like not, it's never a look you've seen from Red before. It's not like judgment or annoyance or even like envy. It's like a genuine like, oh no, like a genuine worry. And it almost bothers you how much Red looks upset at like what just happened.
Oh, the sincerity is like strange.
Yeah, it's like a weird level of sincerity from Red where it's always like a joke or something like that. And all of a sudden Red's kind of like, oh no, like really worried for you. It's like the same look he had when Elster just died. Thank you for the inspiration.
You're welcome.
Mari, what do you do?
Mari watches this and she sees all these daggers hanging in the air, and she sort of sees the look on Jack's face as he backs off. And again, this feeling of the magic being wrong that she sort of sensed earlier, that something's wrong with Jack and that something is off. And she's so confused and concerned, but turns back to this cult leader who's standing there, and I guess he's also just mostly looking very confused. And before she does anything, she snaps her fingers, and the form of the dragon turns into the form of the archer on her body.
Cool.
Nice.
When she does that, the wings of the dragon, the constellation wings, fold around her and then drift down and form into a cloak. And now in her hand, she's holding a bow.
Cool.
And an arrow. Before I do anything with that, I want to cast Frostbite on this guy.
Sure.
Can you give me a Constitution saving throw, please?
Yep. 7.
That does not save, so you are going to take 9 cold damage, and you have disadvantage on the next weapon attack roll you make.
Cool.
If you had a weapon, which you don't.
Does he look affected by the cold damage?
He doesn't look super affected by that damage.
Uh-oh.
Damn.
Does he look healed?
Yeah, he looks so happy now. He's like, he's actually
like, oh my god.
No, but honestly.
No, he doesn't get okay. healed. But,
well, some like necrotic damage heals.
But he looks really smug about it.
But I am going to also use my bonus action to hit him with a fucking arrow.
Great. Yeah, so then you hit him with a fucking arrow.
I rolled a 16.
Yeah, you just hit.
Nice.
Hey.
12 points of damage.
Excellent. Well done.
Yeah, so Mari pulls the arrow back and just releases, and it just slams into this guy.
Nice.
Mari, you watch as the cult leader just gets fucking furious. His face flushes with rage. He pulls his cudgel off of his belt and he starts to try to just mash you up with it. He doesn't have any followers anymore. And he starts screaming as he's wielding this mace. And he's like,
Clarion's wrath will see you dead.
Nice.
15 to hit you.
That just hits.
Nice. I mean, sorry.
No, you're not.
You take 7 bludgeoning damage and 10 force damage.
Whew.
And then he reels back to hit you again with the mace.
You insolent fools! You are fighting with forces that you can't understand!
He misses you with an 11.
Yeah, Mari's just trying to duck out of the way at this point. She's just kind of crawling backwards into the wall.
And he's following you. He's like trying to almost herd you up against the wall.
As he steps through the swarm of daggers, they become illusions to him as well.
Ooh, okay. And make a constitution saving throw for your maelstrom, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
I rolled a 7.
Oh.
Oh.
As the maelstrom dissolves and the water sluices off the bridge into the lava, causing more steam, anyone who can see the bridge is able to spot these crystalline shards of stone where the egg should have been. Red, it's your turn.
Red dismisses the silence. As a bonus action, he's going to cast Hunter's Mark on this lone standing master in front of Mari, even though I know the wormling is still active. And I'm going to fire Ooh. 11 to hit?
Miss.
I'll fire again. That's a bit better. 17 to hit?
Hit.
Nice. 27 damage.
Excellent.
Beautiful.
Doran exclaims.
We can finally hear Doran again.
Of science falls.
He's just been screaming this whole time.
Let's take him down, guys.
Time to squish this worm.
Doran, it's your turn.
And he doesn't hold back, and he full out attacks.
Oh, now he does it.
With a 23 to hit.
Uh-huh.
Was he pulling back the whole time?
Doing 10 points of damage.
Just being lucky.
And then again, attacking the same mother with a 25 to hit.
Yes.
And 9 points of damage.
What does it look like when you kill this worm?
Nice.
The head comes clean off, and it's wriggling there on the ground, and Doran says,
"Well, boys, looks like dragon's on for dinner."
Oh, fuck.
Yikes.
Jack.
Jack, hand shaking around Dazan's wand, steps out and takes a look back at where his magic missiles just hung in the air like a curtain. And as he's looking at them, they turn and dissolve into little tiny silver dragons themselves, each whispering in Draconic, "We know where the lost wormling is." And it just sort of sits there in a swarm behind him. And Jack turns to Red like, "I don't know why it's doing that."
It's okay, buddy. It's okay. We all get performance anxiety.
Some fucking Alice in Wonderland shit happening.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I love it.
Mari, what do you do?
She's just going to cast Guiding Bolt because she doesn't know what else to do.
Cool.
And just needs to light this guy up.
Light it up.
16?
Yeah.
Nice. Nice.
14 damage.
Nice.
Excellent. Good stuff. That's it.
I still can use that archer thing, too.
Do it.
That's exactly what you need to do.
Yeah.
I rolled an 18.
Yes.
Nice.
Mari.
Not bad at all.
That is 12 points of damage.
Nice.
Mari, between the guiding bolt and your shining arrow, you take the cult leader to his knees. As he falls, he reaches out and grabs the hem of your coat, almost to try to pull himself back up on you.
And she's like kicking at him. She's just like, "Let go, let go."
And with his dying breath, he said,
"You have brought down her full wrath."
In the quiet, the post-battle stillness, with the maelstrom gone and the silence dispelled, you hear a low grinding sound that makes every hair on your body stand on end, coming from somewhere in the deep.
We'll call it there.
Thank you once again to our wonderful Patreon supporters: Adam Fry, Amanda Kitchener, Amy Garza, Anne Atholagoth, Cecil Lee Wilson, Jerry Rose Anderson, Christopher, Colin Burkhart, Crow, Casey, D.S., Dippity, Elizabeth H., Flynn, Gareth Bradshaw, Haley again, Harper the Marks, Indrid Hartley, Jekyll, J.D., Joy Robinson, Jory, K.R., K.M., Cade, Lasagna, Last Ruth on the Left, Leader J, Lizzie Demon, Lorelei Feldman, Matilda Rushing, Melinda Curley, Moon, Melissa, Merlin, Sam C, Regan, Ren, Ruth Ann Reed, Scotty, S-Ray 96, Tony Pepperoni, Xander Morning Dove, Zephyrus, and Zach House. Woo!
Do 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 do. Hello, darkness, my old home. I've come back when I once roamed, and the cultists they were bringing back a stone dragon egg to wreak havoc. And Red's rovers, they took them to their graves with lots of saves in the veil. of silence.
Oh, yay! That's good.
Whoa. Good job, Alex.
Inspiration.
Thank you. Absolute inspiration.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, good job.
Oh, my God. Oh,
thank Here you, I you. Thought you were just not fucking paying attention, but you're writing no a sweet way, man. Parody
He's writing
song.
His prose.
Great job.
Excellent.
Everyone.
Wonderful. Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.